NBA Hall of Famer, NBA champion, Warriors legend, the great Rick Barry joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Rick, as always, we thank you so much for your time. Game two tonight at Oracle. What adjustments does Portland need to make in order to make this game more competitive than the first one?
Play better defense and make some shots. That would help a lot.
There you go.
They didn't play very good defense. Warriors got so many easy looks, and they didn't shoot the ball well. They have to adjust to what the Warriors are doing defensively. The difference in the game, I thought, was Steph Curry offensively. Klay was okay, but not his normal type of game he can play. Steph was awesome, and the defense was outstanding for the Warriors.
That first step of playing better defense, it seemed like the Enes Kanter conundrum is going to be there no matter what for Portland. What do you do if you're the Blazers to try to find a way for Enes Kanter to be able to play some level of defense in the series?
Well, yeah, going outside, he has a difficult time. And, of course, to take him out of the game, I mean, he was such a major factor for them on the boards. He was awesome. In fact, that was one of the areas that the Warriors didn't do very good on. They gave up way too many offensive rebounds. And once again, as we've seen many times, they got a little careless with the ball, trying to make the spectacular pass instead of just making the simple pass. They get themselves in trouble when they do that. But, yeah, they have to make a major decision as to what they're going to do with Kanter. You know, do you try and see if the guys aren't making shots? I don't want to give these guys open looks. I say make them have to go around Kanter and do something different. You just can't give guys like Steph and Klay open looks.
No question. And you saw this game. Both these teams went out there and played hard. A lot of turnovers like you alluded to. Dame and CJ, they really seem to struggle. What are they going to have to do? What do they have to do offensively to get these guys some better looks?
Well, they just have to be shooting the ball better. I mean, the defense was tough against them. The Warriors did, as they say, a terrific job. And they didn't let them get a lot of the good open looks. And they're going to have to make some tough shots. That's what you have to do sometimes. I mean,
sure.
Look at Klay and Steph do at times. Stay in Clough sometimes makes some of the most difficult shots imaginable. You can't even imagine that they get them off, let alone make them. So they just have to get on their game offensively. If they're not shooting the ball well, it's a team that is totally and completely dominated by their backcourt. You know, like the Warriors are now. I mean, the Warriors' backcourt has to play well. It's a matter of which backcourt is going to play better and how the supporting cast does. It's an interesting matchup. Without KD in it, everything changes.
Rick Barry, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Are there any, just the idea that we're a handful of games away from the end of Oracle Arena, any nostalgia you feel? You've been connected to the team for such a long time. As we approach the end here, does it ever get, I don't want to say teary-eyed for you, but do the emotions tend to creep in?
Well, I mean, not to the point that I'm going to cry or anything, but I have great memories, certainly, from that. I mean, especially because of Game 7 in the Western Conference Championships. We didn't get to play our finals there, so I have memories, of course, of the Cal Palace where I played when I first joined the Warriors when they were the San Francisco Warriors. But, you know, Oracle will always be very special to me. I think one of my fondest memories of that is when we won and the crowd went nuts. Everybody came out on the floor. Dick D'Oliva, our trainer, because back then I had two of my boys were ball boys, John and Scooter. And I remember Dick D'Oliva grabbed my son John with the crowd coming and wrapped him in his arms and ran off the court with him to protect him from getting trampled. And so that's one of the favorite memories that I'll have of Oracle Arena, without question.
John will be on with Greg Papa and Bonta Hill later today as they go live from Oracle Arena. When you look at all the great things that your kids have done as players in the NBA and now as commentators, does it help you to kind of bridge the eras from your era to now what your kids are doing as far as a media perspective?
Oh, well, it's a different world now. I mean, the exposure that you get with all of the sports stations and ESPN and what have you, it's a totally different world. I can't even relate to it. They forgot three zeros on my contract when I played. You know, I played my first year for $15,000, not $15 million. So it's a different world. And you know, I'm just, you know, proud of the boys. It's pretty remarkable for me to have as many sons as I have. They all have got Division I college scholarships, have five of them do that, have all five of them play professional basketball, have all of them. So far, other than my son Canyon, who just is still playing, they all have gone in and done some broadcasting work and done well with that. So the odds on something like that happening are so astronomical. I'm just very proud of them. And the big thing is, as a parent, they haven't done anything foolish with their lives and, you know, to get themselves any problems or troubles. And, you know, they're good people.
No question. That's awesome. That's a great, great story. I know people wish they had kids as buttoned up as yours at times. When you think about this matchup tonight and you think about what happened and what transpired during that first game, How much has this come to down to want to for Portland? You see the way that the turnovers were high, not making shots, rebound, all those things, you know, come in play with winning and losing. How much is the night losing by 22? Is that gut check where Portland is going to give them a way better fight?
Well, the reality of it is they're lucky they didn't lose by more than 22, because the Warriors just kept them around and were toying around with them and should have put them away a couple of times and let them back in the game, because they got sloppy with their passes. They made a lot of, they gave a lot of offensive rebounds back, second chance opportunities. And if the Warriors play the way they're capable of playing on both ends of the court, and Steph and Clay are on their games, I don't think Portland has a chance of beating them, to be honest with you. So yeah, you have to hope that the Warriors don't play particularly well. And it's a monumental task for them to try to win this game tonight. Now, that being said, you know, both teams have to go out and play the game, and the Warriors have to do what they're capable of doing. Whether they do it or not remains to be seen. To be honest, in this playoff, the Warriors, I think, have only played one really good Warrior-style basketball game, and that was Game 6 against Houston. They were lucky to be 2-2 going down to Houston to play when they were playing. I mean, it was just a situation where they didn't play well. I mean, they really didn't play well, and they were relying too much on KD, I think. You know, not that, you know, that's not a bad guy to rely on, but they got out of playing their own game, a lot of one-on-one stuff, and that's not when they're at their best. And it forced them to go back to play the style of basketball they had to play when they won championships before KD got here. And that's a good brand of basketball. Now, they do that when KD's there, and when that happens, it becomes a joke if all three of those guys were on. And that's what made them so tough and why they were able to win these last two championships. So now the Warriors is going back to playing the way they played before KD, and whether they do it or not, we'll find out tonight.
Rick Barry, the Hall of Famer, with us here on 95.7 The Game. I know we're looking far ahead here, but I'm just interested in your thoughts. How would the Warriors defend someone like Giannis Antetokounmpo? The size, the athleticism. Toronto was able to limit him a little bit towards the end of the game last night, but how do you match up against someone like that?
Well, I'm sure that Coach Kerr will come up with something. He's got a couple of guys that play pretty good. I think one of the unsung heroes so far the Warriors in the playoffs is Kevin Looney. I think he's playing out of his mind. I mean, he's playing so good on both ends, rebounding the basketball, shooting the ball. And if he continues to play at that level, they're going to certainly need him to play at that level if they get by Portland when they go up against Milwaukee. I think that Milwaukee was very fortunate to win that game last night. I mean, look at their stats. They didn't shoot the ball well from twos or threes. And you know, they were lucky that, you know, that Leonard, you know, really came back to become a normal human being after the performance he had in the last series. He didn't play particularly well. And they were very fortunate to win that game. I thought that the defense that they had up against Giannis was outstanding. He didn't really get a lot of good opportunities. He had to work really hard for what he did. You know, but the Warriors have to worry about taking care of business and don't worry about who they're going to play in the next series. There's plenty of time to get ready for that.
And plenty of time to look at a Milwaukee front court that had 66-0 rebounds with Lopez and Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton and the others. As you look at this game, too, tonight for the Warriors, how important will it be for the bench to step up and have another inspired ball game?
Well, I, you know, the bench, you have to hope that the bench is going to play well anytime you play. You're not going to win all the time if your bench doesn't give you some performance, and I think the Warriors bench is capable of doing that. But in that game, the Milwaukee-Toronto game, I mean, Brooks Lopez had to play the best game of his career as a professional. That was unbelievable. He was doing everything in that game. You know, do you expect him to play at that level all the time? No, but here's the deal. If the Warriors get by Portland and they play Milwaukee and Milwaukee goes big, the Warriors' main concern is if they don't let them get them big time on the offensive board and they can control their defensive boards, there's no way that big lineup can match up with the Warriors. The Warriors will run them off the court. That's how Toronto got their lead. They played a super up-tempo game, and they forced them to have to play a game that they really don't want to play, especially if they have the big lineup. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I don't look ahead as far as things go and worry about it. Right now I'm just worried about the Warriors going out and doing what they can do to get this victory. It's important to get it. You don't want to give Portland any hope whatsoever going back home, where they're, you know, I think they're 5-1 in the playoffs so far over there. They're not that great on the road. They got to get this win tonight. Very important win for the Warriors tonight.
Rick, you alluded to that the Warriors could have won by even more. They kind of let them stay around and kept them around off all the turnovers. Is this a game where Portland's going to have to be a lot more physical if they're going to keep it close?
Well, without question. You see the open looks that our guys got?
Sure.
There was sometimes nobody within 5 or 10 feet of them sometimes, or they're chasing the guy. If they allow them to get those kind of looks and those guys shoot the ball the way they're capable, they're fortunate. Again, Clay is 3-for-9. 3-for-9 is good. That's good three-point shooting. That's up to 50 in twos. It's not Clay. He's a 40% shooter. So if Clay was on his game, Just think about how many more points that is. That's maybe a 30-point game. Mm. I mean, seriously. And then look at all the how many layups. They missed a whole bunch of layups. Also, the Warriors did. And then and they gave up all those offensive boards. If they controlled the defensive boards, they got more shots. Yeah, it could have been a total blowout.
Rick Barry, the NBA Hall of Famer, NBA champ, Warrior legend, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Rick, we always appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tonight.
Got to give you a plug. For
I was just getting ready to set you up for it.
Thank you. Thank you. TLC, all small letters, just like tender loving care. TLC24.net. Don't go .com. Somebody wrote me back, oh, I went to .com. No, it's TLC24.net. Sign up. You'll get a free $2,000 VIP travel card. No obligation, no cost. When you use it for hotels and resorts worldwide, it will save you money cheaper than going online to the other sites. Trust me on that one. It's free. TLC24.net. Enjoy.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Rick.
He'd be on it, man.